Good morning, and thank you for calling Daily Inspiration. This is Jeff Chapman over here in the hills of Tennessee, just wanting to bring you the good word of God and encourage you in the things of the Lord. I hope that you have a heart that is seeking God. You know, it's such a simple and profound truth in the Scripture that if we seek Him, we will find Him. If we search for Him, He will be found of us when we search for Him with all our heart. One man said it this way. He said, a thief, the last person the thief wants to meet is a policeman. And in reality, a wretched sinner doesn't want to meet with the eternal God because he doesn't want to face himself and consider his ways. So therefore, we want to be different than that. We want to seek the living God while we have breath. We want to know Him. We want to do His will, and we can. Well, let's go to the Scriptures now. Let's go to the Scriptures here. It says, over in Matthew, He says, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands, two feet, and to be cast into everlasting fire. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven. This is Matthew 8:18 that we're reading here, and starting there with verse 4. It's very, very critical that you and I take heed to these strong and challenging words here. Let's talk about this a little bit. The first thing he said is humble yourself as a little child. You know, what are the attributes of this little child? Humility. He's telling us humble. Now, children aren't necessarily humble the way we think of humble, but the simplicity of the child is where they get the humility. They don't really know how to be proud. This age, I don't know what age he's talking about here, but I've got an idea of the tenor that this is, because I have the privilege of having 12 children, and my youngest is 6, and my oldest is 26, and I've seen the different stages, and when those children when they start talking and following and imitating, up until the time, you know, they're 10 to 12, you know, there's not much sweeter than a little child that just admires his mom and father. He's always teachable and learnable, and He just wants to be your buddy. He wants to be close to you. He's excited about discovering new things. But there is that time, you know, somewhere from 10 to 12 that they begin to figure some things out on their own, and they start maybe, you know, doing their own thing and being sarcastic and being rude. And I'm sure the one Jesus was talking about was this little, you know, baby, 4-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old, you know, one of these little children that's just so believing and trusting. And it's a beautiful picture. And you and I, we're not going to have anything until we learn that. You know, Jesus called this little child and said, except you be converted and become as one of these little ones, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. You be like this child, you'll be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. You know, the world says push and shove, fight and fight. But Jesus said, be humble, be like the little child. Then he said, receive those people in my name. Then you receive me. Then he says, if you offend, cause them to sin, trip them up, you're in trouble. A believer in Christ, a young, tender believer in Christ, is a serious thing to trip up. God said, be better for you to put the millstone on your neck, hang it around your neck, and be drowned in the depths of the sea. As you read through this passage of Matthew 18, it warns us. You know, we get one of the themes in this passage is about hell. Better to have a millstone drowned in deep water than to go where? And he tells us. Hell, eternal fire is what he said. He said everlasting fire. He said, he goes on to talk about your hands and your feet, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. Then he goes on to talk about an everlasting fire. What would be worse than a millstone hung about your neck and drowned in deep water? Well, I got an idea. How about to be thrown into a lake called the Lake of Fire because you sinned and you caused others to sin? You know, it's serious to forgive. It's serious to not be a partaker of somebody else's sin, and it's the worst to help somebody learn how to sin. So let's think about this in Matthew 18 today, and we'll talk about this chapter some more tomorrow. The Lord bless you and keep you from falling. 099 is the voicemail if you'd like to leave us a message. And thank you again for your call.